Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Thank you.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Too short.
The weekend's over.
Oh, I can't believe it's Monday. Where did the weekend go?
Weekend is over.
I gotta go back to school. I gotta go back to work.
The weekend is over.
They turned Monday into Monday.
Mondays suck.
Quit complaining.
Not complaining.
And get back to work.
Do you know what time it is?
That's right.
Yeah, it's showtime and it's back to school. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2385 on this Monday morning.
Wow, I can't believe kids are going back to school so soon. They don't have much time off.
It just seems odd to me.
That's because when we were kids, we had 2 weeks for what? For Christmas, a week for Easter, 2 days for Thanksgiving. Boom, that's it. No developmental days.
No.
For the teachers, which I get they need those, but man, they had like 2 months. That's it.
I can remember late August, maybe the Monday or Tuesday following Labor Day.
Yes. Yes.
Elementary school, junior high, high school.
Friend of mine said, well, you know what, Carla? The real world. Welcome to the real world.
Oh, okay.
No, they're kids. Let them not go to the real world yet.
Well,
God, let them avoid it as much as possible.
You and I have done a pretty good job of that so far.
Yeah, I know. I know, Mike.
Oh, boy.
I asked my
grandson, Ethan, you ready to go back?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't be either.
No, still hot outside. The pools are open. Why would you be going back to school now? Boycott it. Boycott it until September, kids. Go back to school or go with your little signs. Make a cool sign and pick it.
Yeah.
Pick it.
Don't go in. Go to school, but don't go in.
No. Scabs.
Yes, Mom and Dad, this is the morning show you want to be listening
That's
to.
That's right. What are you, scabs? What?
Mom and Dad are probably going, I can't get them back to school fast enough.
I know.
Well, for the first day, partly cloudy this afternoon, another stray shower wandering around.
All right.
With a possibility of a thunderstorm.
Okay.
So, see, it's even bad. It's not a good weather day to go back to school.
Yeah.
High today, 97, low 90s. Tomorrow, 86 now. You know what? While we're up, let's just find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Okay. Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Back to school here in Clark County, Nevada, but it's also National Pickleball Day, people.
Whoa.
Yeah. You may not have known it because this is only the second year that it's been celebrated, but pickleball just gaining popularity by the day.
I see it on TV.
Yes.
They have professional leagues now.
They do. If you don't know, it's like a combination of tennis and badminton and ping pong in there. And you serve underhanded, so you don't have to have a, you know, killer serve. And people like it young and old because you can make it competitive or you can make it very leisurely as well. And just, you know.
And the court's smaller, right, than a regular tennis court.
Yes, it is. So. Yeah. Quite fun, but today's the day to celebrate if you're a pickleball player. I don't know what they call them. Pickleheads? I don't know what they call them. I'm not sure, but okay. New poll surveyed adults.
40. I have a name, but I can't say it.
So do I
don't think I can say it.
Picklehead, Mike. 40 years and younger. This poll showed that it takes an average of 8 warning lights for them to take their car into a mechanic.
How many?
8. 8.
Wow.
Where we're all like, oh, God, check engine, pull over. It's going to blow. It's going to blow. Yeah, they don't care. Now, the poll also asked when people decide to finally get a new vehicle. Almost 40% said, you know, when the upkeep gets too expensive. That was just ahead of strange sounds or odors. Others do it, you know, when too many parts have to be replaced. It's too expensive now to keep up. one in three people said they plan to drive their current vehicle until smoke is coming out of it.
Yeah.
You know what? Good luck for the next generations, and God bless you. Good for you.
I thought the light was going to get brighter.
Yeah, I know. It'll go off. You just kind of flick it. Remember, you flick it. And Krispy Kreme bringing back their pumpkin spice donuts. Yeah, it's today. I don't know why I'm a day behind. Yeah, bringing them back today. Pumpkin spice donuts.
Oh.
Today. Pumpkin spice original glazed donut. Pumpkin spice original filled cheesecake donut. And their pumpkin spice cake donut and pumpkin spice latte swirl donut. 7-Eleven brought their pumpkin spice latte and pumpkin spiced coffee back over the weekend. Apparently it's winter now. Apparently it's just winter.
So see, it's not really that early to go back to school.
I guess not. I could barely, you know what? I could barely put on enough powder, and they're bringing back pumpkin spice coffee. Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh! But here we are. It's Monday again. Trust Legacy AC, local, reliable. LegacyAC.com.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Navajo Tacos.
Woo! What are you doing up so early?
Taking Zara to school, eighth grade. She's in. She got braces a week ago.
You don't have to worry about it now. It's when my wife always says, when you take the braces off, that's when you got to start worrying, especially with daughters.
Are you ready to go back to school?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Well, good for you.
Really?
Well, I'm glad to hear that then, because it seems too early.
No, I think it's too early too.
It's still hot out. The pool's still open.
So, Zara, what are you looking forward to the most going back to school? Seeing your friends, learning, new teachers?
Mostly seeing my friends, but also going to PE because I like to do sports.
Oh, don't even get me started on PE. Uh-oh. So my least favorite subject because I was short and tubby.
That is such a sore subject with Carla.
Go on.
So I assume you play sports.
I did flag football and soccer.
Love it. Good for you. Well, then, okay. Then get back to having some fun.
And what about your boyfriend? Does he go to the same school? Will he have the same classes?
The boy that I like doesn't have any classes, but I do see him.
It's best not to spend as much time with him as you possibly can until, you know, after school. You don't need him and you don't need to, like, beat him out in grades and all that stuff and cricket.
Cricket? What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. What boyfriend?
I don't know. You
thanks
don't
lot,
need to
Mike.
Know.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
You don't need to know.
Dad, he's a boy and he's a friend, so he's my boyfriend.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Zara, what school do you go to?
I go to Thurman White Academy.
You're
shout
good.
Out. Yep, that's right.
TA.
That's right. TWA.
TWA.
Right?
Well, Zara, you're probably one of the few, unless there's other kids on their way to school that want to call in.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Good luck in the eighth grade and have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mom and Dad, if you're taking the kids to school, want to dial it up.
Yeah, let's hear from you.
What school are you going to this year?
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out and wish you some luck.
Same school, different school. Looking forward to it? Maybe not. Yes, just get out of the car. First day of school for a lot of kids, if not all kids in Clark County.
Right.
And we have both agreed it's way too early. Man, you had mentioned the pools are still open.
Yeah.
Listen to this story. An 18-year-old lifeguard, which would be either a senior or just out of high school.
Yeah, yeah.
18-year-old lifeguard helped deliver a baby on a pool deck.
Oh my
God! At a YMCA in Colorado, Carla.
Wow.
Her name's Natalie Lucas. Now, the couple, Tessa Ryder and Matthew Jones, were just visiting. Thought they'd go to the Y, do a little swimming.
All right, I'm 9 months pregnant. We're going to go to the pool.
So this 18-year-old lifeguard helps the mother give birth to the baby. Here is Natalie talking about it, as well as the couple, Tessa and Matthew.
The husband tells me that they're having the baby right now, and I'm like, all right, sounds good. The adrenaline kind of kicks in right then and there.
First thing that I could think was, could somebody hold my back up? And that was exactly what she did, and it was perfect.
Without her, I would not have been able to safely focus my attention on making sure that Tobin came out and he was safe and healthy.
It was definitely quite a crazy thing to happen, but I'm pretty proud of myself.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd be proud of myself, too.
Natalie Lucas, 18 years old.
They don't teach that in lifeguard training. Jeez.
I wouldn't know the first thing to
Hold
do.
On. I got it. Hang on. Let me put down my little buoy, my little life jacket to save you.
That little foam strap?
Yeah, that little strap that they have to hold with them all the time. Wow. Okay.
I mean, all I know is get hot water and clean sheets.
Yeah, I know.
That's after that, I don't know what to do.
Right. I don't even think you need those, really. But yes, I know. We learned in I Love Lucy and
Andy Griffith. All of those.
Yes, exactly.
The movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. An amazing 18-year-old, Natalie Lucas, helping a mother give birth to a child right there on the pool deck.
That's fun at the pool.
The Y.
Yeah.
That's her name now, the baby Y.
Baby Y.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And I'll just say to everybody who did not get their tickets, Friday night, Mirage Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Carla Rae opening for Kathleen Madigan. It was awesome. You were so funny. Kathleen Madigan is so funny. And it was just a great night of laughter.
It was such a fun show. It really was. I was walking into the Mirage and I was walking with some guy. And I thought, you know, it's like he was just hanging around, just walking with me. And he said, yeah, just where are you headed? I said, oh, I'm just going this way. I'll walk with you. I'm going to see Kathleen Madigan. I said, are you? He said, man, she is the goat. She's just the goat of comedy. I said, yeah, she's pretty fun. Are you going to the show? I said, I am. I am going to the show. And we kept walking, you know, and he kept walking. And I thought, well, he must. Okay, I still got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kept walking and he said, I'm just, okay, I'm going to turn off here. I'm meeting up with my wife before we go to the show. Oh, okay, fine. Whatever, cute boy. All right, whatever.
Thinking something was happening there.
Yeah, because then I was going to do the old, you want to come see the show?
Backstage.
Whatever. Stuff. Oh, you already got to. Fine. With you and your wife. Yeah, okay.
I'll just say this. You killed.
Ah, thank you.
And I told you backstage afterwards texted you. I kept thinking of your mom and dad, and they would have been so proud in that big room.
I know.
Seeing you up there just killing it.
I know. I thought about them all night, too, because they were, you know, such great. They weren't weird fans. They would come see me as a comic.
Yeah, they loved you. They supported everything you did.
They did. Oh, they would have been so good. I'm sure my dad might have had a couple suggestions. I doubt it.
Suggestions.
Yes, his suggestions.
Well, that same funny lady, Carla Rae, is going to be at the Pass again August 20th.
Yeah, and that same funny guy who hosted the show and did his own set, Mike O'Brien. Yeah.
We're taking the show on the road.
We are taking the show
on
the road.
To Henderson.
We have to do it occasionally. We have to do our own little comedy fest, Mike.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will be. I'm looking forward to it. 20th, Saturday, August 20th.
And it's an earlier show than the 10 o'clock show.
Yes, it's an 8 o'clock show. I know everybody on Saturday. Oh, God, we are up till 1:30. We didn't get home till 1 o'clock.
Exactly.
I shouldn't drink after midnight. Okay. Wow.
Partly cloudy this afternoon. A stray shower. Thunderstorm possible. It was a beautiful weekend. High 97 today. Low 90s tomorrow. 86 now. Who's on the phone?
This is Shannon and Rosemary. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, ladies. Good. How are you?
Oh, we are fantastic. Can I just tell you, you were from freaking awesome on Friday night.
Oh, you were there? So you know what I'm talking about.
They were there.
Yes. It was so hilarious. I was just rolling.
You're very sweet.
You know when you get that feeling?
Yes. Well, you guys are very sweet. But and
you
listen.
Left the stage, I'm like, wait, no, she can't be done yet.
That's very. See, leave them wanting more. That's what my dad always taught me. Leave them wanting more, Carly.
And we did. We were having so much fun.
You are so sweet, you guys. And I found out you were there a little later, and I swear to God, I'd have dragged you back. And I know it was a little busy back there.
The people sitting next to me were they were like, oh my gosh, she was fantastic. I'm like, yeah, exactly.
That's very sweet.
It's true. We're all in that age demographic that everything you said and everything Kathleen said was absolutely hysterical.
Well, thank you for pointing out, too, that I think people oftentimes think, well, I watch a lot of comedy on YouTube.
I watch live TikTok. Comedy is the best.
Yes, you just never know what is going to happen. What direction the show will go because of a laugh, because of anything. So,
by the way, I was walking out of there like a proud father or brother. More like a brother. That's my partner. That's my radio partner. She's on in the morning with me.
I saw you in the lobby, too. You were like, Carla. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's nice. I'm like, looking down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I heard his voice. And I looked down. I'm like, there you are. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
We know her. We got a badge.
Yep. Well, don't forget, August 20th, down in Henderson, we're going to both be there. It should be a lot of fun. So thank you for the call.
Absolutely.
Ladies, Carla, you're wonderful.
You fantastic.
Thank you, guys. Love you back. Thank you, ladies.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
First day of school for Clark County, and we've been talking off air about school memories and that one assignment. Carla brought up, what's the one assignment that you had, whether it be in grade school, junior high, or high school, that to this day sticks with you?
I have always been fascinated with Wales, the country of Wales, because in sixth grade, meanest teacher ever, Mrs. Abbott, assigned us this whole thing, the British Isles. We had to do a report. We had to pick a country and do a report on somewhere in the British Isles. And, you know, others could do the same one, whatever. But I picked Wales. And I learned so much about Wales, and I've always been fascinated. I did the whole map. I did a...
Did you have a PowerPoint type thing?
Well, as much as you could.
I guess you didn't have PowerPoint back then.
No, but I did. I did a, it would be decoupage around a balloon. I did a globe.
Oh, wow. With the plaster.
Yes. Yeah.
Plaster Paris.
Yes, and I had a little, the little string on certain areas.
Whoa.
It was pretty cool. Cardiff, by the way, the capital of Wales. And Tom Jones, Welsh. Richard
Burton Welsh.
Was Welsh.
Welsh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just was fascinated. And that one assignment has stuck in my head to this day.
How long do you think it took you to put everything together?
It took me weeks to put everything together. Yeah. I mean, we had like, I want to say, I think it was 4 weeks that we had to do it. I mean, that's when you had to go to the encyclopedia.
At the library.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You had to go to the library because we, who could afford the whole set? I mean, come on.
Did your mom or dad help you with it or no?
I mean, not just a little bit in telling me like where to go. I think everybody in the house learned about Wales actually at the time.
Did you know? So yes.
I was so proud of it. I did the colored pencils on different areas, not crayons. Because I was in sixth grade, mind you.
Yes, of course.
Colored pencils. It was just the coolest. I had a book. It looked like a scrapbook that I had stuff in as well. It was quite fancy. Quite fancy.
How many other people have that assignment that to this day?
Yes.
And like Carla, you could rip off facts about this or that.
Oh, man, I knew so much about Wales. I wanted to go. I still would like to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to go.
Maybe that's, I don't know.
That might be my bucket list. Yeah. Maybe that'll be the next big birthday. I'll go to Wales.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Or I'll go see Tom Jones. Either way.
One of the other.
Yes,
all right.
That's right.
What was it for you in school as we celebrate the first day of school here in Clark County? First day of school here in Clark County. And we were talking about that one assignment that you had during your school years. What was it? Now, Carla talked about her big project on Wales.
Yes, on Wales.
All right, Chris is on the phone. Chris, what was your project?
My 76-77 school year, I was the last of ninth graders, shop class. My mom wanted a new picnic table for the backyard, but not any picnic table. It had to be 4 foot by 4 foot with chairs all the way around. I ended up routering out cup holders, putting a Lazy Susan in.
Oh, my.
Little chair backs in. It was all, and it getting it done by the end of the year depended on whether I became a sophomore or I stayed a freshman.
Oh, my God. That's huge, Chris.
I still have it today. My mom's been gone 16 years. It's at my house now.
That is so cool.
So you were that guy.
Yeah, I was forced by my mom to do it. I didn't want to. All I wanted to do was make a cutting board and be done.
Yes, that's right.
So I ended up, and I love it. It's such a great piece of history for my mom and I. You know, the whole family, every summer for years, we all sat around it at night after dinner, and it was great. It was awesome.
So, good job, Chris.
It is.
That's my memory.
That's so cool. You lost me at router, but I know, I get it. I get the gist of it. That's
all right, buddy.
So
have a good day.
Thank you, friend.
Show off. I know it.
He was one of those guys that could just do anything.
I can't. That's amazing.
You don't see him like for months or weeks or whatever.
I know, because he has to finish the whole table.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Russ said, in eighth grade, I was supposed to build a model rocket and launch it.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to build one using over 100 model rocket engines.
Wow.
Big enough to put a pet or a small person in. I tried to convince my little sister to get in. She refused, which turned out good because I launched it empty and it shot up and exploded. But I got an A. So
well, that's all that matters.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
That's why you have a little sister.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Do this?
Okay. Exactly. Man, check this out. John wrote in, and he said, I am leaving next Monday for a trip to Europe, and Wales is on the itinerary.
Well, if you want to know anything about Wales, before you go, talk to Carla.
Yes, I said, I expect some pictures. He said, absolutely, if you need to know where to go. John, but he has it all mapped out, Porth.
Oh, okay.
And bridge and bridge end and the whole bit. It's
Wow.
I mean, if you see, you know, Tom Jones, let me know. That's all.
That's
the only celebrity I could come up with at the time. And Richard Burton.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's from Wales?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Wayne, what about you? What was your project?
So ninth grade metal shop. Okay, back in the day when you had shop classes and you learned something at school you could use in your life. But the final project, you had to make something, you know, for your final grade. And I cut I created a chandelier that hangs over my dining room table still.
Oh, my God.
Who are these people?
All these little Bob Vilas. Jeez. That is so cool.
I could barely make an ashtray.
Oh, my God.
And this dude has a chandelier hanging over his dining room table.
I can't. We had to take shop. The girls had to take shop. Guys had to take home ec. We had to do both. And I am not joking. I'm not joking for 1 minute. Mr. Fast was our shop teacher, and he literally had those two fingers missing in the two middle fingers.
Wow.
Gone.
So he was just constantly rock and roll.
He was.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
Have a great day. Great story.
Man, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you got these guys. Yeah, I built a house my senior year.
I know. Yeah, really?
Yeah, three-bedroom.
That's great. I made hangers.
I made a candy dish.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We'll get Carla's take on some entertainment news here in a minute, but Amy's on the phone. Amy, how are you on this Monday?
I'm so fabulous. I just had to call. I'm a little emotional. Today is my son's senior year of high school.
Oh, boy.
And I just want to say that I spent my senior year, my daughter's senior year, and now my son's senior year with Mike O'Brien. Thank you so much for everything that you have done. You are just fabulous, and I so appreciate you.
Well, now I'm going to get emotional. So
I know. That's really cool.
That is so sweet of you.
Wow.
And so unexpected, but I've gotten all your kids through high school.
And me.
And her. Yes. Wow.
You're just fabulous.
Aww.
Thank you so much, Mike O'Brien. Thank you.
That's really cool.
Oh, my God.
He was back over at that other station, right?
He was back on that other station, and I have to tell you that in the 80s, my mom, you know, she was, you know,
She was born in 47. She was very conservative, and she was like, oh, Michael, Brian's so funny.
That's great. That's great.
That's, oh my God. You have really, this is one of the sweetest calls I've ever gotten in over 35 years of doing mornings. You've just made my career.
Well, thank you so much. Really, you two are so great together. And aww, just hearing your voice makes me know it's going to be okay.
That's really sweet. That is really sweet.
Well, God bless you. And thank you so much for the call. And good luck to your senior this year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I prayed all night last night.
I love it.
And please tell, is your mom still with us or no?
She is not.
Oh, well, listen, let me tell you something. She was a very smart woman.
Right?
Very true.
You have a great day. Thank you so much for making my day.
You guys have a great day, too. Thanks.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh. What a nice phone call.
That
was so sweet.
Best call ever.
Oh, man alive.
Thank you.
Trying to figure out. Okay. All right. Doing math in my head. That's really cool. Listen, boy, some sad news. I hope she's going to be okay. Anne Heche, she's in the hospital in stable condition. I don't know what happened. After crashing her car into a house on Friday, the car went almost all the way through the house, caused a fire that basically destroyed the house. There's no word, you know, if she was under the influence, if she had a seizure. At first, they didn't know if she was driving. So I'm sure there's, you know, more to this.
Or if
to
there's
come out,
people
good,
in
bad,
the
or
house.
Different. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there
boy,
were.
Boy, she has been through a lot.
Yeah, she has. And they say it took firefighters, like almost 60 of them, to put this fire out, to get her out.
Oh, boy.
They couldn't get her out of the car.
Yeah.
And at one point they said, you know, are you okay? And she said, I'm not okay. And they said, can you raise your arms? Or she couldn't do anything. Oh. So hopefully she will be okay. What did I see her on recently? Chicago PD, right? Chicago PD?
Something like that.
More bad news. Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, Splitsville.
What?
Who saw that coming?
They were the perfect couple.
They were in love, Mike. They were in love for 9 months.
She thought, oh, this is my soulmate. And he was like, oh, she's the perfect woman for me.
They supposedly broke up because of their age difference. I don't know. He's 28. She's 41.
Oh.
She's also got four kids, you know. And sources, friends are saying, well, they're just in different places. Now they're in different places in their lives. I'm sure the trouble began when she realized she's Kim Kardashian. Was that it?
Dating Pete Davidson. Yeah. I got five kids now.
Yes, exactly.
So, I don't know. Well, that's too bad.
Couldn't comment because I'm sure he's out getting his My Girl is a Lawyer tattoo removed. Good. Well thought out, Pete. Well thought out.
Yeah.
Kevin Federline, I don't like him. He said his sons with Britney Spears haven't wanted to see her in several months. Now, she said she was saddened that he was discussing, you know, what was going on with her publicly and them. Her husband blasted Kevin Federline for, I quote, living off Britney for the past 15 years.
The kids.
Yeah, no, no, him.
Oh, him.
No, him, because she had to pay him.
Right. No, but the kids were get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Top Gun Maverick has surpassed Titanic to become now the seventh highest grossing movie domestically.
Wow.
In the box office. That's, and it's just making money still every week, making money. And there was an 88-year-old exotic dancer on America's Got Talent who promised she'd take off more clothing, you know, if she advanced. She did not advance last night. I'm trying to find her name. I literally saw a smidge of this. Yeah, good thing. Otherwise, I don't know. America's got, nightmares and bad vision. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Credit One Bank, a credit card company.
You had mentioned Britney Spears.
Yes.
In entertainment. I want to play this for you, Carla. This is the Device Orchestra guy. I guess he's on YouTube. He did a version of Britney Spears' Toxic with electrical devices. So listen to this and figure out if you can hear the devices he's using. Wow. Now listen closely. Good, isn't it?
It's amazing.
He hacked an epilator, two toothbrushes, three credit card machines, and a couple of typewriters.
I can't even.
I don't hear the typewriters.
I know. Go, start it. Play it again.
All right, here it is.
Just a little from the beginning.
One more time.
Okay.
Let me stop. I don't know what an epilator is. What's an epilator?
Well, is that
I wouldn't even know how to hack it.
An epilator?
An epilator.
Okay.
Look that up and I'll...
Is that one of... Yeah. Is that the... Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was...
Is that what you thought it was, an epilator?
No, an epilator, though, is what we use for shaving. It's like it should be an epi-yanker.
Okay.
But it's an epilator.
I see.
I think that... In the beginning, it sounded like that's when the old typewriter keys got stuck.
All right, hang on.
That, when you held it down.
Oh, electric typewriter.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Or the Selectric ball was working overtime. Yes.
Where you get two or three keys stuck.
Yeah.
I just think that's amazing.
Sounds a little like kazoo, but you know. Yeah.
The device orchestra guy.
That's cool.
Toxic. Britney Spears.
That's cool.
On electrical devices.
I would download that on my iPod. That's cool. Good
there you go.
Music. Yeah.
First day of school for Clark County. And all this week you have a chance to win tickets for Lionel Richie. But first.
Oh, we got the nicest text. Melissa, thank you. She said, I just wanted to thank you guys again for the Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. Show was amazing. Played my all-time favorite songs. It was a great night. Wouldn't have happened without you guys. I was blown away. Flea is one of the best bass players I've ever seen. Almost 60. He's still bouncing around the stage like he's 20 years old. Again, I just wanted to thank you. I don't know if you all get told enough how appreciated you are by your listeners. Well, we just did, Melissa. Thank you.
I wish we could. Might text her back and ask if Flea was wearing just BVDs or.
You know, I think they wear more clothes now.
Oh,
yeah.
As they get older?
They're a little older. Melissa,
I would agree.
Melissa,
if you're listening, call in. Let us know if he was wearing the BVDs.
Yeah.
I would agree. He's one of the most amazing bass players I've ever seen.
He is. Anthony Kiedis, he's the one who used to, like, basically come out naked.
He just wore a sock, right?
Yeah, at a couple shows. Yes, he did.
Would you mind just putting on a sock?
Oh, man, okay. I love it. Can you think of, like, any bands today that are... I mean, even the ones who are just, you know, like Justin Bieber's not going to come out wearing a sock, you know?
No.
You're not going to do
Times
that.
Times are different.
No,
now,
they are so different.
Even Alice Cooper doesn't sing 18 anymore. He goes, I'm 80.
He's going to wear a ped, one of the peds that I wear with my no-see-ums, you know.
Now, Lionel Richie is coming back. He's coming back to Vegas over at the Encore Theater, Wynn Resort. And we have tickets to give away all week long.
Yes.
So here you go. It's the Lionel Richie quiz.
Yes. This will be easy. You're going to just finish the song title.
Out of five, and you're a big winner, starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636 from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Start dialing now, and good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Lionel Richie. Got Lori on the phone. Lori, are you ready to play?
I think I am.
All right. You're going to finish the Lionel Richie song title.
Three out of five, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Number one.
Say you, say.
Say me.
All right.
Say
number two.
Three times a.
Lady.
All right. Number three.
Running with the.
Night.
There you go.
You want to give her the bonus one?
Somebody's a fan. You know what?
I am.
This should be easy enough. Dancing on the
ceiling.
And the last one was
All night.
All night.
All
long.
Yes.
All night.
There you go. There you go.
A true Lionel Richie fan.
His songs are that identifiable.
Lori, you got the tickets. You're going to see Lionel Richie, Encore Theater, Wynn Resorts from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Next chance to win for everybody else. Wendy Rush at about 12.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
40. It's Mike and Carla's Other News. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, somebody posted flyers saying they're offering a free fridge, Carla.
Huh.
Because it's possessed by their dead stepmother and they can't take it anymore.
Okay. Oh, no. What is she doing?
We got to get it out of here.
Now,
it might be a prank. I don't know, but...
It sounds like Phoebe from Friends. Jeez.
You can't take a chance, right?
Yes, exactly. Wow.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas are a minor league affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, and they had a fireworks show, but it kind of went awry on Friday night.
No.
Fireworks were being shot into the crowd.
Oh, jeez.
Now, if you want to know what that sounds like... I mean, that I know minor leagues try and be promotionally a little weird and wild and wacky and out there.
Put that show together.
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. But okay.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas. So.
I don't even like the Trash Pandas.
The Trash Pandas.
That sounds so... Okay, whatever.
How do you get that on the uniform?
Rock and Roll Trash Pandas. Just carry it around the waist. Go down towards the waist. Wow. Well, here you go. Mm-hmm. Cow. This is such a horrible story. Cow intestines spilled out of a truck in Houston.
Oh, no.
This was later last week. Residents say their neighborhood smells like death. They came out. The city came out. They removed the cow intestines, cleaned up. But the neighbors say it's awful. The smell is horrible. Most people are walking around gagging. And they say it's going to be there a while. So
how do you even begin to get rid of that smell?
I know.
Do you ask everybody in the neighborhood just to burn candles or something?
Burn some incense, turn on a fan.
Sage.
Oh, just gross. That is disgusting. And this, what a cute story. And I saw the video. An athlete named Alberto Nonino. He was running in some World Athletics U20 championships in Colombia. And it was a 400-meter race, but he lost because his junk kept popping out of his shorts.
Hate when that happens.
And he kept having to, kind of slow down and tuck. And, I mean, it is hilarious. The video, because it's blurred out, but you can see.
Aren't you wearing a jock strap or something?
I was wondering. Guys, I know that they have short shorts, and some of them wear, real tighter shorts, but...
Listen, the mesh doesn't work anymore.
No, it doesn't.
It stretches out and everything else. You got to have a jock strap.
No, you do, but I commend him on losing because it slowed him down a lot. So, way to go. I'm sure that he'll have a lot of dates after this, but he lost the race. Aww. Alberto Nonino. You know what? It's Monday or Other News.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a little more positive note. I did not know it, but today is also National Hat Day. Well, cat lovers, a man in Mississippi has a guard cat, saved him from some intruders a couple of weeks ago. His cat is 20 pounds, by the way.
Uh-huh.
His name is Bandit. He ran into his bedroom around 2:30 in the morning, jumped on the bed, and started pulling the comforter off his owner. He said she'd never done that before. She got up to see what was going on. Turns out two guys using a crowbar to trying to break into the back door. Scared him off. He's okay, thanks to Bandit.
Wow.
I know. You don't hear that as much. Cats are,
lazy.
Yeah, exactly. Usually it's like, just step over me. It's all good.
I'm sure at some point even the cat rolling its eyes.
I know. Hello, do you see me pulling your covers off? Yeah.
And what more do I have to do? Do you not hear what's going on?
Yeah, well.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, he got him
that
out of bed.
That is one cat.
I know.
Top cat.
You know what? Good name, too. Bandit.
Yeah. Don't try. You know what? You want a piece of this?
Yeah.
If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon with Wendy Rush coming in. Your next chance to score some tickets for Lionel Richie, 12:40. She'll have that for you. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.